It is Acadiana's
reigning, defending, undisputed
number one sports talk station. And this is its exclusive podcast on the sport of
professional wrestling.
103.7 The Game's 20 by 20 Pro Graps podcast is scheduled for one fall. 20 minutes on everything happening inside the 20 by 20 squared circle.
Are you ready?
Ring the bell.
Hardcore rules, everyone. It is the most extreme week of professional wrestling. Welcome to the 20 by 20. Alan Michael here, and we're ready to talk Extreme Rules 2018 from the WWE. We're here to talk G1 Special Sauce in San Francisco. We're here to talk Best in the World. Speaking of, right next to me, the Best in the World.
Hello.
Clint Domain. That's what you are, Clint.
Really? I appreciate you putting me over
this
like
week,
Rover here.
We're just going to put Clint over.
That's the whole time.
For fun, because he deserves it. You know why? Because he didn't spoil anything as I played catch-up on the G1 and Best in the World this week. Thank you, Clint.
Oh, you're welcome.
Clint,
you're welcome.
I give you 5 stars, Clint.
And now Clint's going to be like, well, the plan for Brock Lesnar is this at SummerSlam, and the plan for that is this.
Well, I think we all know what the plan is at SummerSlam for Brock Lesnar.
Is it Daniel Cormier?
I hope so.
In a submission match.
Or is it going
to
be?
Well, that needs to be an Extreme Rules then. The ultimate submission match.
The Brock Lock versus the Dad Breaker.
I think you were cool.
Well, we have a million matches that go through for Extreme Rules. But before we do, Clint.
Yeah.
The G1, I finished it last night.
The G1 special.
Special sauce.
Yeah.
New Japan Pro Wrestling on Access TV on the 4th of July weekend.
Yep.
What a crazy controversial show.
Was it really the 4th of July weekend?
It was the weekend after 4th of July. No, the weekend before. After. Jim Ross got a cracked rib. You got Kenny Omega.
I remember.
And Cody hugging at the end of the show.
Yep.
King Haku was on that thing. It was.
King Haku still got it.
It was insane. The best pile driver in all of sports.
Yeah, like on the chair, too.
How good was the G1, even though the crowd maybe wasn't a sellout? How awesome was that event?
It was phenomenal. I wound up catching it the next day after it all happened because, well, we were out at UFC 226 on Saturday, and Saturday was just a great event for fighting.
It was. What an amazing night it was. Also, of course, Brock Lesnar, the Universal Champion, in case you forgot.
Allegedly.
Do you hear my comparison with the Universal title is, really? You know what it is?
What?
It's the $1 million belt.
Okay.
It belongs to Brock Lesnar, no one else, and it doesn't matter if it's defended. That's how I look at it.
Okay.
Pure genius. It makes
Cody loves that too.
It makes perfect sense to me.
I brought it up again because I did it on my show, but okay. I brought it up because Cody loves hearing that.
It does.
Do you agree with that, Clint? It's the $1 million belt of the 21st century?
Of course. I mean, when's the last time it's been defended? The greatest Royal Rumble? It's only been defended on international soil since WrestleMania 34?
You're right. It was in Saudi Arabia.
Wow. No. Shout out.
Was there a rematch after?
No.
Not with Brock and
Roman.
No.
Roman Reigns is the uncrowned champ. The big dog.
Not my champ.
Facing Bob at Extreme Rules.
Bob.
And there's like Bob. 69 other matches on this card.
So is that Cody saying, you guys, we better get into the matches since there's a lot of them?
Oh, that's a good idea, Alan.
There's only 11 matches.
We should do that.
All right, before we run down all the matches, though, what match are you looking forward to the most? There's a lot to choose
from.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
What is the main event in your eyes, Cody?
AJ Styles versus
the way this whole thing has been built, I don't feel like any one match has been hyped up more than the other.
It's AJ Styles versus Rusev. That's the main event.
Because
for
the
WWE
Championship.
The most important title in the sport.
See, I agree. It is that match, but for a different reason.
Because it's Rusev Day.
Exactly.
Also, Shinsuke Nakamura and Jeff Hardy is the co-main event.
I mean, I would say it's Team Hell No. They made their return, and they're the ones on the poster.
And let's be real, the pre-show match could steal the whole night.
Tables match between Sanity and the New Day, and we could start there. Sanity versus the New Day tables match. Do you think it's going to be one table or both opponents need to go through a table?
Table eliminate.
How do you like your tables?
Is it not a three-man?
It's going to be an elimination tables match.
Ooh, I like it.
All three men? Yeah. So this is all six, three-on-three?
I would assume. Yeah. Let me click this button here.
And so we're going to get – how do you like your tables matches? Mm-hmm. As long as my table's on fire and it breaks, I don't care.
I feel like
– unlike the one Cody Rhodes went through.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Not, as long as the tables are American, because these Japanese tables, they don't break easily.
That sounds – see, to some people that might sound kind of prejudiced, but Clint's right. Japanese tables are just way too tough.
Too hard.
Too hard. I mean, we saw what happened with Cody. He didn't. He landed on the table, hit his head. The table didn't even budge.
If this is
I am the table.
Yeah, that was rough. Hopefully it doesn't ruin his bid for Texas Senate. New Day Sanity.
Wait, really?
Yeah, that's on Being the Elite. Come on, Clint. You know this. You watch those. Stupid. Or no, wait. He didn't see a gif of Being the Elite.
No, I probably didn't see that particular episode.
Pretending to watch things. I've Sanity versus the New Day. Cody, who you got?
I'm going to take the New Day in this one.
And how many tables to how many tables?
Oh, if we're going full on, I'm going to go a three. I'll do 3-1 because Sanity, even though this type of match may lend to their sensibilities, if that's the word I'm going to choose here, which it is. We've seen New Day in Hell in a Cell and other matches absolutely go to a dark, dark place. Plus, the experience of New Day being there longer. They've been together forever. Sanity, I know they've been together for a while, but I think the experience on top of the New Day being able to tap in to that battle plan will put them over against Sanity.
Clint, who do you have winning, and can you explain to me why WWE capitalizes the S, A, and Y in Sanity, but NIT is lowercase?
Because they're insane, Alan.
No, they're Sanity, so they are sane. It's the opposite of insane.
I think they are insane because they haven't capitalized certain letters. I guess Sanity is like a MySpace username. You remember those?
Yeah.
Basically, it's like that.
Okay.
Where it doesn't matter about the capitalizations and lowercases.
It's just so it pops and grabs your attention.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of like drop top. That's another podcast.
Yeah,
all right, go ahead.
Yeah,
we're going to
get cease and desist. I'm going to go with Sanity. And I'll throw in this added moment in the match. Nikki Cross making her main roster debut, helping Sanity win the tables match.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nikki Cross, you think she's going to jump on Big E and beat him up?
I would like to see that.
I'd like to see an intergender match between one of the members of the New Day and Nikki Cross. Maybe that's what this will lead to. I'm picking
that's the Bills.
Sanity to win.
Nikki Cross wins.
Because they're really good with wood. Ha ha!
Well done.
Tables. Finn Balor versus Constable Baron Corbin. This match, very exciting to me. I'd say this is the best feud ever for Baron Corbin. Really enjoying his work lately.
His Austin Aries feud was better.
His what?
The feud he had with Austin Aries.
You were happier with that?
Was he
singing lullabies going into that one, though?
No, he was making indie references, saying that he belongs in the bingo halls.
Yeah, that's been done before, but Constable is great. He's a constable.
Who?
Constable.
No, it's not. Cody said Prince Neve. Who the hell's that?
That's a reference to...
Ha-ha!
Ha-ha! Pokemon. Cody, who you got, the Constable or the Demon?
Probably the Constable, considering he won't come out as the Demon.
Oh, so regular Finn Balor can't be?
Yeah.
No.
Not even with the help of the entire Balor Club?
I mean, Balor Club is for everyone, but no.
But is Balor Club fine?
Yes, because they'll win this match.
I got the Constable winning. He's been on a roll. The Constable's on.
He just dresses very nice.
He's so good. He wrestles.
All he's got. All Balor's got to do is just pants him in the middle of the ring.
Great about being Constable Baron Corbin is you could have a wrestling match and immediately go out to dinner.
I mean,
anywhere.
Couldn't he theoretically?
You could just pants him.
I mean, theoretically, though, if he were to get pinned by Finn Balor, couldn't he just restart the match? Does he not have that power?
He is, yeah, he's...
But Balor just... What if Balor, hypothetically, just like as soon as he wins, just runs to the back?
Restart the match and Balor loses by countout.
And the winner of this will get to face Brock Lesnar, correct?
That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, well, then why wouldn't Baron Corbin just say, like, okay, I'm making a universal title match at Extreme Rules between myself and Brock Lesnar? Why would he just go straight for it?
He's scared of Brock Lesnar.
He's the constable. He can do what he wants.
But he's scared of Brock Lesnar.
He's like a deputy.
I probably would say the winner of this gets the winner of the Intercontinental title match.
The 30-minute Iron Man match.
Which we'll get to in a moment. What about the Raw Tag Team title match, though? Woken Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt versus the B Team. Gotta say, really, the B team's getting on my nerves with all their impressions. I'm tired of impression gimmicks. They're Damian Sandow did them the best. Why do we need to be doing those anymore?
Go B team.
Give it 10 years before you do it the same gimmick again.
No, it's give it the B team.
B is for
best.
Bleh.
For bollocks.
For best.
The only entertainment you get out of them is when it's kind of funny whenever Bo is making fun of his brother Bray.
I mean, I like the B team. Don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on the B team, but I'm feeling the deleters of worlds getting the win here. That's what I think.
Bray's injured. I don't know.
I'm really excited for them to just vanquish the B team, delete the B team.
Yes.
Yeah, the B team's winning.
No way.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Isn't it insane that this is the tag team championship match, considering all the fantastic tag teams running around,
guys,
frolicking on SmackDown and Raw and NXT? It's kind of silly. But,
hey, they won the match. There was a battle royal,
yep,
was there not?
Yeah.
There was a battle royal.
Happened. That's Kurt Angle's fault, though. Paige would never let that happen.
She just had a tag team match.
She had like so many tag team matches last night.
Some people are saying that Paige is actually a Scooby-Doo villain.
Oh,
that's
Teddy
just
Long.
Teddy Long. You rip her face mask off, and she's just Teddy Long.
I would have got away with it if it weren't for you, players.
Yeah, exactly.
Holla, holla, holla.
I told y'all how over I'd be if I was a pretty white girl.
Ha-ha! Joanna Man. SmackDown Women's Championship. Carmella defending against Asuka with James Ellsworth suspended high above the ring in a shark cage.
I'd like to check the record on shark cage matches, but the side of the match that has their ally locked in the shark cage, I feel like they're undefeated. I feel like if your buddy's the one locked in the shark cage, you win. So I'm going to go with Carmella.
No.
Nope.
Am I wrong?
Authors of Pain won.
Yeah.
With Paul Ellering in the ring. Yeah. No, but Paul Ellering was their guy, so they won.
Oh, so you're saying with your guy in the cage.
Your guy in the cage, you win.
Well, Paul Ellering just stood there. Like, he didn't do anything to help them.
No, he's an old man. They were trying to sell toys, Clint.
That's why.
They were selling toys.
They were selling toys, Clint. Stop.
That's the whole thing. Like, this whole thing's just selling toys.
But I feel like if your ally is in the cage, you win. Jericho, Kevin Owens.
We were talking earlier this morning. James Ellsworth could probably slide out of that shark cage. He doesn't have a chin.
Because
it's usually your head whenever you're trying to get out through those bars. It's the head that keeps you. Ever get your head stuck in a... In a staircase banister?
Yeah. I've never done
that. Happened to you?
He said, yeah. That happened to me.
That happened to me.
I've gotten my head stuck in like other places, but not a staircase.
Double entendre.
Someone's legs. You know, James Ellsworth's going to get out of there, but I think he's going to end up super kicking Carmella, and Asuka's going to win that championship.
It's a no chin music, Alan.
Excuse me, no chin music.
Well, he's correcting you. I don't even have to do anything.
Sweet chinless music.
I told you, we're putting you over, Clint. This whole.
I'm just tranquilo today.
No corrections. So Asuka's winning. I'm calling no chin music to Carmella.
I've got Carmella winning.
By the way, how great was that seeing Cara Andrade Almas match last night?
That very, very
felt
the best.
Like,
chon.
The best 5 minutes of SmackDown in a long time.
That felt like a WCW Cruiserweight match stealing the show on Nitro. That's what I felt like I was watching. That was amazing.
Reverse like Hurricane Rana and all
what
these
a, no, what moves. About the crazy-ass pile driver?
That was
unbelievable.
I'm surprised. I'm sure Sin Cara is getting a fine for that.
Sin Cara's mask was badass, too.
It was. Sin Cara's the best heavyweight luchador in WWE.
Since Rey Mysterio.
He's not a heavyweight.
No, he was 185 pounds.
Rey Mysterio held the...
No, he was just the world champion. They never called him world heavyweight champion.
Yeah, he was the world
little
champion.
Little guy.
So
I'm having to correct, and it was supposed to be putting me over.
Couldn't make it. Now, we've got the Raw Women's Championship, which is in the only Extreme Rules match, Alexa Bliss defending against Nia Jax.
Only true.
With Ronda Rousey front row in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Stealing John Cena's shtick, but it's fine.
Well, she's buying a ticket. She's not suspended from... buying a ticket and going to the show.
Cena bought a ticket to Mania, and he got whipped, so hopefully it works out better.
But he was waiting for a match. He wasn't suspended. This is different.
You're right.
And this is an Extreme Rules match, which means technically Ronda Rousey can be involved and not get anyone disqualified, but I'm sure that would not be good for her suspension. What do you think happens in this Extreme Rules contest?
Ronda Rousey interferes and but Alexa Bliss still wins.
Alexa Bliss needs to not worry about kendo sticks, find bigger weapons.
What kind of weapon do you think could take Nia Jax down? An anvil?
Well, the problem is the stairs, I think, would work fine. I'm not sure if Alexa can pick up those 400-pound stairs, though.
So what can Alexa Bliss actually use that her small frame could hold but also do damage on Nia Jax?
Laser gun.
Guns are illegal.
Well, I don't. Not a pang pow gun, like a, but a laser gun.
Well, laser gun's just as bad.
It's more PG, though, I feel like, lasers than Star Wars.
Those don't exist in real life, though.
Alan, I will bring you a laser gun very soon.
Laser guns are real?
They're not allowed in the shop right the back of my studios.
Like proton torpedo?
You don't think? Never mind, let me stop.
So, what about a laser
You've
pen?
You've seen Richie Rich. I know you have.
What about a laser pen? She just points it in her eye and irritates her.
Oh, flash photography?
Gives her cataracts.
Yeah.
Maybe eye cancer and gets the win.
A big net.
Retains
a big,
her.
A big herself. Giant net. She just throws it over Nia.
Well, that, no,
it'd
that,
be great if it was a false count anywhere match.
She's going to catch
her, bit around the back.
Throw a net on Nia like she's an animal in the wild.
Just throw a big net. I don't know.
This shows how much we care about Extreme Rules.
A 2x4.
I care a lot about this.
I don't feel like there's anything Alexa Bliss can hit Nia Jax with that wouldn't. A cattle prod.
There you go.
We've seen those in WWE.
Stun gun. No, WCW. Stun guns.
If she's got a cattle prod, she's got a chance. But I'm picking Nia Jax.
Any person with a cattle prod has a fighting chance.
Yeah, I think Nia Jax wins here. I think she wins. Alexa Bliss is slimy, though. I will say that.
Did you pick this one, Clint?
Oh, yeah. So Alexa Bliss winning.
Oh, I would like to change my pick to Alexa Bliss.
United States Championship match.
Well, how Jeff are we going to have Alexa Bliss Ronda Rousey if she doesn't retain the title?
Who said anything about that?
Jeff Hardy versus Shinsuke.
I did.
Jeff Hardy versus Uncle Jordy's favorite wrestler.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Nakamura Hardy. Finally going to happen. United States Championship match. Really, these two haven't. They've been in the ring together once, I believe.
Yeah.
And they've cut some promos backstage on each other. But I'm very... this is one of my favorite feuds. I love this.
Shinsuke wearing the armbands.
Yes, ripping them off. These aren't weird enough for me. He threw them down.
How did he procure those armbands, I wonder?
WWEshop.com. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Paid for that?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully. He got him out of the back of Earl Hebner's van.
Covering up dog bites.
He is the nefarious king of strong style, so...
Yes, he is.
This is going to be the most enigmatic, charismatic, goofy match. I can't wait. They're both going to be doing all arm thingies and dance moves.
Is there a way?
So is this going to be a dance-off?
It's going to be a rock-off is what it is. This is going to be like the Whiskey a Go-Go on a Friday night, Battle of the Bands, who wins? School of Rock! School of Rock! And the winner is No Vacancy.
Boo! No vacancy! You guys are garbage! Boo!
That's what's going on. Nakamura versus Hardy. Who you got winning Battle of the Bands?
Nakamura.
Give me Nakamura. He is no vacancy in this situation.
Win a damn title.
I really want to see him somehow turn, like, land the Kinshasa out of, like, a whisper in the wind or something, like Jeff run up and, like, twist and then bam, Kinshasa in the air. I think that'd be really cool.
Cody, what if he kind of...
If you want to be a teacher's pet... Sorry.
Well, Cody, what hypothetically, if Jeff Hardy goes for that whisper in the wind and he angles himself just enough, wouldn't he Kinshasa him in the ding-ding?
That is Shinsuke's style.
Yeah. And he gets disqualified, style. So he doesn't win.
Shinsuke cock-knocker.
Yeah.
So you're saying Jeff Hardy by DQ?
Yes. If what Cody says happens... Kinshasa, and he's in the ding-ding. Jeff Hardy's dead.
Well, Rock got no reason. Rock got no rhyme. Shinsuke Nakamura will win this time.
New United States champion. I'd say that Jeff Hardy's the most vulnerable champion on the card. I'm picking Nakamura to become the new champion as well.
Nakamura.
Hardy's looked kind of beat up. Those, Rock is a tough life. No one said it's easy.
It's a long way
on
to the top.
Road. Yeah, it's very tough, especially once you're there, too, to last. Jeff Hardy, though, Shinsuke Nakamura will rock. Cannot wait. But this one is going to rock for 30 minutes. Intercontinental title. 30-minute Iron Man match. Drew McIntyre allowed at ringside. Dolph Ziggler defending against the former champ, Seth Rollins, who is apparently a bad man.
A bad man.
What do you think about having sex with sheep? like people in Scotland do, Clint.
It's nasty.
Do you think that's a thing Scottish people do, or is that
a
bad stereotype that Seth Rollins was perpetuating?
That's probably a horrible stereotype.
I had never heard of that before, but hey, I mean, I've never been to Scotland either, so I don't know.
Yeah.
When you look at a sheep, what are you thinking, Cody?
Lamb chops.
Play along?
No.
Playing.
Lamb chops.
Just lamb chops.
How do you think this goes? Are you going to be one of those 0-0 Iron Man matches?
No, you heard Dolph. He's winning 100-0. Maybe 1,000-0.
I'm
no, he's going to win 28-3.
I hope the
Falcons.
Can the final be 6-9?
That's a good prediction. Actually, that's my prediction. Dolph wins 9-6.
So Seth loses 6-9.
Ha-ha! Scumbag.
We are scumbags.
This has been, I think, as far as Raw is concerned, the main event for Monday Night Raw, even though Roman Reigns is the main event all the time.
Yeah.
He's the main event to me. But I'd say if you ask any Ham and Egger out there, they'll tell you this is the main event of at least the Raw side. Would you say that's true for you, Clint?
Yeah, I have to agree.
Match you're looking forward to the most from Raw?
From the Raw brand, correct.
Man. We have like 20 more matches left to go.
I know.
Hurry up. Rapid fire.
It's an extremely long episode of the 20 by 20.
We got like 20 minutes left.
Take your time.
SmackDown Tag Team titles, the Bludgeon Brothers defending against Team Hell No, reuniting. Daniel Bryan knows how to summon fire, Clint.
Wait, Pyro's back?
Yeah, Pyro's back. That's the big thing. You've buried the lead there. Pyro's back.
No, that wasn't Pyro.
That was Pyro.
No, Daniel Bryan knows how to summon fire because he's
power,
a devil goat.
Pyro. Power Pyro.
This is the one time I'm with Clint. Pyro's back. I'm excited.
You guys underestimate the magic that Daniel Bryan possesses.
If it was fire,
what do you expect us to do? Open up a portal and just drag him down there?
It's actually
more of a gateway.
Kane is also a corrector.
Yeah.
And he also loves NSYNC.
He does.
How so?
You didn't watch SmackDown last night?
I did.
Well, like whenever they had that backstage promo,
mm-hmm.
like he directly quoted this, I promise you.
Yeah, but it still applied.
That was the greatest thing ever.
It was really funny. I laughed.
Like, I wish it was more like the other guys where they're just like, did you just quote NSYNC? He's like, what are you talking about? And just it becomes a running gag over the next like few weeks. He just starts quoting obscure NSYNC songs.
You
like,
mean like Natalia used to quote songs all the time?
Yes. Just like open bar on Wednesdays on the Al Michaels show.
And she would fart too.
Yeah.
And Natalia Nye fart.
Yeah. Flatulence.
Gas. So, Team Hell No, new tag team champions?
No, not this time. They do it. They wait for SummerSlam.
Oh, a rematch.
Yes.
Cody.
Who do I got?
Yes.
Dolph. He's going to win by a whole bunch.
No, we're talking tag team title
matches. I
know
matches. Who we're
talking.
Jeez,
man.
Ha ha!
Long show. Forgot.
Forgot where we were.
I think the Bludgeon Brothers win. I think the Bludgeon Brothers, they've got
wait another
maybe
month.
Some people in their corner.
You guys have no faith. No faith. Team Hell No are the tag team champions.
We shall see.
The tag team champions. What about now the steel cage match? Doesn't get more extreme than a fight in a steel cage. No escape for prize fighter Kevin Owens when he takes on Braun Strowman. He's been thrown around in a porta potty. He got all that blue stuff all up. You know, I don't know what that is. That blue chew all chewed up and
regurgitated.
Kevin Owens, I hope for his sake he's able to escape the cage, but I don't know if he's ever going to have another wrestling. His career is over after this one. I'm predicting Braun Strowman ends his career.
Oh, God, I hope not. Cage match. So let's go with, we're going to go with Braun Strowman losing. How you like that for swerve?
How? Oh, by escape of the cage?
Kevin Owens, who has been escaping this entire time, they put him in a cage, try to keep him from escaping, yet he will thrive in that moment. And if he doesn't escape on his own, we'll have like a Greatest Royal Rumble situation where Braun will just throw Kevin Owens either over the top of the cage or through the cage.
It's always something with Braun in a cage.
He's going to break it.
If Kevin Owens wins this match, then I think he should star in Escape Plan 3 with Sly Stallone.
Yeah.
Escape Plan 2 out with Batista. Can't wait to see that.
Law-Abiding Citizen, also a good movie about escaping prison.
Prison Break, a great show about escaping prison as well.
The Great Escape is also a fun
That's
movie
a really good
The Greatest Showman, another movie with the word great in it.
The Greatest Strowman, a parody that I'm waiting for.
This is the greatest Strowman.
Frosted Flakes. There.
Who wins the cage match, Clint?
Braun.
No.
Just obliterates
him. Say it the right way.
Braun!
Thank you.
He's not finished with anybody.
Bob versus the Big Dog. Main event.
Bob.
We've done this before, but...
Bob versus the Big Dog.
Bob. Bob.
Why Bob?
Bob.
He's picking with his heart.
His sisters interfere in the match.
They found Roman Reigns' one weakness.
Bobby Lashley's
transvestites.
They're just cross-dressers.
They're just drag.
Dudes in dresses, Alan. Dudes in dresses.
That's transvestites.
No, that's drag.
No, transvestites.
Drag.
No, drag is when
y'all
you
are
perform.
Doing the Team Hell No thing, except drag. It's drag. Transvestites.
Duck season.
Transvestites. Transvestites just walk around in dresses. Drag queens perform
You're
in
right.
dresses.
You're right.
I know this.
No, they're
all
wrong.
What
they perform.
About. No, I watched RuPaul's Drag Race. I know this. Got to know the difference. The Big Dog is not afraid of any kind of transvestite or a drag queen. It doesn't matter. He's spearing Bob Lashley, and he's winning. To the abdomen.
I see a vertical suplex somehow reversed into a Superman punch.
Well, no, a standing vertical suplex for 69 seconds, and then then Roman Reigns no-sells it, and Superman punches him.
I'll go with that too. Give me the Big Dog.
They both spear each other into oblivion. That's what happens.
Big Dog. Okay, then the more important thing though, what do fans chant during this match?
CM Punk. CM Punk.
No, they chant, "Where's the bathroom?"
This is boring.
Nope. You know what they'll be chanting? You know?
Jackson Castle?
You know what they'll be chanting?
What is that?
APW?
Here we go, Steelers! Here we go!
Oh, yeah, it's already right. Pittsburgh.
It's in Pittsburgh. That's my prediction.
Right. No. Or,
you know what? Then I actually...
We want Shane.
I fully expect during this match that we get a Corey Graves. I fully expect that at
you
some
You could
point.
Get a Virgil chant, too. He's from Pittsburgh.
You could also
Elias.
Get a Shane Douglas chant.
Walk with Elias.
Elias not on the card.
But he's still from Pittsburgh, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Mountain Dew kickoff pre-show powered by Rocket League and KFC Georgia Gold Chicken.
Woo.
And Primanti Brothers.
There's a tables match in that pre-show.
Yes.
WWE Championship. AJ Styles defending against Rusev.
Finally, the respect he deserves.
On Rusev Day.
AJ Styles wins.
Nope.
AJ Styles wins, man. He's already part of some of the cards that they've leaked on local markets.
Clint,
are you talking about SmackDown Live in Lafayette at the Cajun Dome on September 11th?
You are a filthy, filthy
smart. Hell in a cell in like September.
Get out of here. Things changed. I don't want to hear
Heck, I mean, they might be getting rid of TLC.
The spoiler, Clint Domain.
They showed one commercial. We've seen other things wrong in WWE advertisement before. They put the wrong date on an advertisement for a live house show. Now everybody thinks TLC's canceled. It really might be, though.
Well, I think it'd be a smart thing to do. You just basically have Halloween Havoc. And the main
Halloween Chaos, Clint. Jesus.
Halloween Havoc. They have the rights to Halloween Havoc. You can have the Yeti make his return.
He's taller than the giant, I hear.
The Yeti.
You guys don't see Rusev winning?
I absolutely see Rusev winning.
No.
It's Rusev Day, and he has his entire just squad behind him of Aiden English, Lana, and Lana's... Never mind.
English cost him the match.
Isn't Lana like a dance team with Naomi now?
Yeah.
So he has Naomi and the Usos behind him, too.
There you go, by
and
that.
Pittsburgh's a very big Eastern European kind of town. Right. So
Bulgarian?
Not Bulgarians, but lots of Polish people.
Yeah.
Polacks there going to be chanting for him. I know my people will be.
The Usos have a very high respect for the New Day as the New Day for the Usos. So then I assume they would have the New Day on his side as well. So he's got like 13 people in his corner, Clint. I like his eyes.
Also, I'm calling, because AJ Styles was part of the Bullet Club, I'm calling... The firing squad, King Haku's going to show up, pile drive him.
And dye his hair blonde.
And Rusev wins the championship. And then maybe drops it the next week. But he's winning at Extreme Rules, I'm calling it.
Greatest match of all time.
This feels like
this
feels like Jinder Mahal at Backlash all over again.
Greatest match of all
Worst
time.
Worst thing.
And that is the Backlash, or excuse me, the Extreme Rules. What month is it?
Let's say it right
now. Felt like that was a five-hour podcast.
It's September-wary.
It's WrestleMania.
Funny thing from SmackDown though. They kept pumping the WrestleMania rematch that was actually the WrestleMania rematch the Backlash rematch, the Greatest Royal Rumble rematch, the Random SmackDown one-time rematch, and whatever
the
that
Wrestle
last
Kingdom
there,
10 rematch,
that Last Man Standing pay-per-view rematch as well. So
Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank. Thank you, Clint. A lot of rematches there on that match. Surprising, they went with probably one of the worst ones on that
ha-ha!
List.
Retread.
End of the show.
Yeah, trivia.
Trivia time. We talked to Extreme Rules the entire show. Alan, Clint, one of you give me the main event of Extreme Rules 2012.
Ty and Ty.
Tommy Young.
That's quick.
Wait, what was the question?
No, you don't answer
main
the question.
Main event of Extreme Rules 2012.
Oh, that's an easy one. That would be Brock Lesnar versus John Cena. Oh, so it's my turn.
Yeah, you win, Alan. That's
absolutely this is great. So I get to talk about Caitlyn returning to the Mae Young Classic. Caitlyn, former Divas Champion, hubba, 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 one of the greatest female wrestlers no one ever talks about.
Thicker than a snicker.
Holy mama.
Here's 20 seconds. Clay, you shut your mouth.
Talk about ready for... Are you down with the thickness, Clint? Because I am. Mae Young Classic, Caitlyn. My pick to win it all, unless Thick Mama pumps in it. Oh, my goodness. Jordynne Grace versus Caitlyn. Could you imagine? Showing. Pervert. Let's go to
Bye.
The end of the show. We're out of here. For Clint, Cody, I'm Alan Michael. Thanks for listening to 103.7 The Game's 20x20. Can be found on 103.7thegame.com. The mobile app. Anywhere. Podcatcher. 103.7 The Game podcast feed. Whew. Extreme Rules. Enjoy it. It's going to be hardcore extreme. Show is so over.
Get well soon, JR.